来上来，好吧？
So they can hear. And your wife too?
Someone, someone. Yeah. Joe? And someone else.
Come, stay here. And you want to... And so we're, if we could just lay hands on Pastor Elijah, we'll smite him gently. And if we could pray. Father, we want to thank you so much for the way that you work in the world, for your love and your grace and your goodness. And we want to commit Pastor Elijah to your work here. We thank you, Lord God, for his willingness to serve you, to step in and to give his life to you, Lord God, and the work that you have called him to. We pray that you would anoint him with your Spirit, that you would give him great courage and discernment and wisdom to know how to work and move. And we pray, Lord God, that you would guard his heart and his mind, that you would help him to have study time that is deep and rich in your Word. And we pray, Lord God, that you would impart to him a great wisdom and understanding again in the proclamation of your word. We pray, Lord God, for your church as he ministers here, that you would open up doors for people to be able to serve you in very clear and profound ways, and that you would expand the parameters of impact of the church in this area. We pray that neighbors and co-workers would come to faith in Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that they would understand, people who have not yet met you would understand their opportunity to release their sins to you, and that you would bring freedom to their hearts and their lives and grant them a new life in Christ. And so, Lord, we commit Pastor Elijah to you. Ask, Lord God, again that you would work and move in mighty ways. And we thank you for how you have guided him here again. Your blessing to this people. And we pray that you would encourage the hearts of those who are here to uplift him in prayer. And continue, Lord God, as a group to be able to see you work and move and intervene in this place, around in the surrounding community, and in each of the lives that come to this location to worship you. So we want to thank you for all of that. And again, for your guidance, your direction, and how you bring individuals to serve at specific times and places. We thank you, Lord God, for raising up Pastor Elijah to be here at this time. And we commit him to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Reverend Rob Cave and then Mrs. Rob Cave, 各位弟兄姊妹们，非常的高兴，神给我跟师母，我们这一次机会使我们能够再回到新生命国语播道会来。大家都知道，新生命国语播道会是我从神学院毕业之后第一个我们侍奉的工厂。那这个工厂对于我来讲是一个旧的工厂，但是又是一个新的工厂。在圣经里面，整本圣经都是 paradox。我想到我回到新生命，在这边这个工厂侍奉，又是旧的又是新的，也是一个 paradox。举个例，比方说以色列这个国家其实是非常古旧的一个古国，但是以色列这个国家又是一个新兴成立的国家，1948年5月14号建国。这是一件非常奇妙的，神在以色列这个国家神的带领，所以这个国家是旧的国家又是新的国家。 我们所信仰的圣经是一本最老旧的圣经，但是又是最新的，永远是新鲜、丰富、活泼的、新鲜的神的话语。这又是一个 paradox。基督的十字架是古旧的十字架，但是又是那么充满了新鲜活泼的恩典和能力的一个十字架。我们的信仰，在我跟师母我们的事工的生涯里面，我们也真的是有很深的一个体会。我相信神把我们带回新生命国语播道会不是突然的。其实我们在美国，在过去15年在美国的事工，我们看见神在我们身上重新的塑造、雕塑、修剪、改变。神也在我跟师母的身上让我们也学了很多的功课。过去新生命过于报道会可以说是栽培我的一个教会，神又把我跟师母又带到美国，继续不断的装备、造就、栽培、塑造、修剪。现在神把我们再带回来，神把我们带回来，在我跟师母我们的心里是，我们就像一个宣教士一样，因为我们知道新生命国语播道会实际的情况，我们也知道教会的需要，我们也知道这边属灵的光景，我们也切切为这个祷告了10个月。那么神总算，感谢主给我们开路。其实对于我们来讲，我们在美国原本是可以退休的，但是我跟师母我们的想法是，神还给我们健康的身体，如果我们就在美国退休了，我们觉得我们人生剩下的日子，如果就是只是为了自己退休安安稳稳、舒舒适适、舒舒服服的，那我们总是觉得这样的人生在神面前是一个亏欠，所以我们就愿意再回来接受这样新的一个挑战。感谢神过去给我们的装备、给我们的塑造、给我们的学习，让我也学习如何更加的谦卑来侍奉他，让我也学习怎么样越侍奉我们的主耶稣基督越单纯，但是越侍奉他却能够越老练。我想这是神在我跟师母我们过去从在新生命开始我们牧会到现在已经将近快20年，在这20年里面，我们真的是看见神奇妙的恩典。我们很高兴我们能够回来，我们也知道回来以后有很多的挑战，有很多的坎坷，有很多的试炼，也一定会有很多的艰困。但是我相信我们不是凭着自己的经验，因为像先知撒迦利亚告诉我们的，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠万军之耶和华的灵。所以我相信我们最需要的是大家一定要为我们祷告。其实我们是很软弱的人，我们也只不过是一个普通的人，如果没有大家为教会祷告、为我们祷告，我们很难，尽管过去的经验、过去的经历、过去的装备，但是实在讲是不够，因为时代一直在向前推进，事工现在的事工理念、事工许多的挑战、压力等等，也不比以前的日子。现在人的心越来越复杂，世衰道危，社会各个方面思想理论等等的冲击，对教会的冲击、对基督徒的冲击，是对牧者来讲是一个很大的挑战。因此我跟师母都切切需要大家用爱心在基督里面用爱心为我们祷告， 没有你们祷告的托住，像刚才 Reverend Cave 所提醒我们的，教会如何切切为彼得祷告，我们也是一样，也需要大家能够切切为我们祷告。那么我很感谢主，这次回来虽然差不多三分之二以上的人我可能都不太认识了，但是我相信神给我们健康的身体，我们还能够在这里与大家一起来建立这个教会，与大家一起来侍奉我们的主耶稣基督，这是神给我的恩典，给师母的恩典，也是神给大家的恩典，好不好？让我们大家同心一起，我们只有一个目标，放下一切个人的成见，放下过去历史的包袱，放下过去一切所有不愉快的事情，因为没有一个教会是完全的，完全的是只要我们的心对准神，我们重新开始，我们只有一个目标，就是让耶稣基督得着我们教会，让我们教会也真正得着耶稣基督。我想这是神在我们教会的心意。Well, just paraphrase a little bit in English. My wife and I, we returned to New Life Evangelical Free Church as our mentality is that we are just like missionaries. Because you know, I'm 67 years now in the States. I should have been retired. Yeah, but praise the Lord that He gave us healthy and strength and energy. So we don't want to spend our life in retirement. So we decided, and we prayed for this for about 10-month time, and we decided to come back to New Life Evangelical Free Church to minister and to shepherd here in this church. And as you know, that upon completion of my study at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago, this is my first ministry field. And so that's an old ministry field, but now it's a new ministry field. It's really paradoxical, right? And it's reminiscent of the fact that the whole Bible is full of paradoxes. So I think it carries some significance spiritually. And we really feel delighted and honored and privileged to have this opportunity to come back to minister in this church. And my heartfelt feeling and the prayer is that irrespective of all the previous traumatic experiences in this church, irrespective of or misunderstandings or whatever, or adversities or difficulties and whatever, we just forget about it. Now we put our focus solely upon Jesus Christ and His cross, and that's the way we should do. And I, just as Reverend Cave, you just mentioned in your sermon that when Peter was imprisoned, ready to be put to death, and the whole church prayed for him, I also request that all the brothers and sisters of the New Life Evangelical Free Church to pray earnestly and fervently for my wife and me, not just because that because you know a lot of challenges, difficulties, adversities, and a lot of trials and tests that's lying ahead. So I'm so glad today that through the sermon that you really inspired and encouraged us a lot, and I hope that the church can be truly focused upon Jesus Christ. And I ask that all the brothers just pray that I will lead the church toward this direction, which is pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you so very much for coming today for this exclusive purpose for my installation. And it is really my privilege and honor to have this opportunity. And I hope to work together with you, under your leadership. Hopefully that the Lord will bless our church in the future. And thank you very much. And thank you, our brothers and sisters. May God bless our church, New Life Evangelical Free Church. And let our church be the shining light in this area. 谢谢。愿神祝福我们教会，在这块地方真的成为一盏金灯台，能够荣耀我们的主耶稣基督。谢谢大家。Thank you, Reverend and Mrs. K. Thank you.